The FIFA World Cup has just begun, but a contentious call in the Saturday night match between the Socceroos and France already has some soccer fans jumping up and down. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake, to speak about this and other sporting news. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks. So some fans are claiming that a decision by the video assistant referee may have cost Australia the match. So what happened?
One of the French players got brought down in the box and the ref on the field actually called play on. About a minute later after play had kind of stopped after a throw-in or something. They called it back and the video referee deemed it to be unfair and a penalty was awarded to France.
And this penalty resulted in a goal?
Yeah, that's correct, Tommy.
So, regardless of this decision, how did the Socceroos play during this match?
They're actually quite good. They're very sound in defence, like very solid. When they attack, they attack with purpose and then didn't let France counter-attack either, which was good to see. It's not the way most people have seen the Aussies play before. Excuse me. The Aussies are very quick on attack, and I wouldn't say sloppy in defence, but when they go all out and try and play a very attacking game. But on Saturday night, they were very much trying to maintain possession and attack from defences, which is what most of the European sides do. They build up an attack from defence. So yeah, it was kind of interesting to see and good to watch. I think most people thought the Aussies were going to get absolutely pumped against France, as I'm pretty sure France, well, they were favourite going into this World Cup, and so yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that works out for them now.
Now, who were some of the best players for Australia in this match?
I guess you'd say Milan Jedinak. He was pretty good in defence. I think he hasn't played a lot of football lately. You could kind of see, but Captain Courageous, he was really good. And Matthew Lecky out on the wing, causing Hernandez quite a lot of pain. That was kind of good to watch. All the Aussies supporters over there are very loud and vocal. It was good. And I think it was pretty much like a really good team effort as well. Like, there wasn't too many standouts that you could really pinpoint. But yeah.
Well, it's a good sign. And as you said, our first game was against France, who were the favourites going into the World Cup. And we still have games coming up in our division against Peru and Denmark. So are we looking good in good spirits for those two games?
I'd say yes. I didn't get to see the Peru-Denmark game. It was on too late. And, I need my beauty sleep, Tommy. You've seen my face. So. Look, you can't write yourself off. I mean, 2-1 against France, it's a good effort. Definitely keep your eyes peeled. I think the next game, I believe, is on Tuesday next week. It's going to be... going to be interesting, that's for sure. It's at a good time as well, so definitely be able to watch that one.
Excellent. Sports correspondent Jacob Leake is with us, giving us the lowdown on the first few days of the FIFA World Cup. Now, former Cup winners Germany are also off to a lacklustre start, going down to Mexico 1-0. What went wrong for the Germans?
Yeah, I know. I woke up to this one this morning. I was quite surprised, actually. I had Germany... I thought they were going to win it. They're always pretty good. They've won 4 in the past. And they had a lot of the ball from the highlights that I was seeing. I'm not too sure what went on there. They just couldn't get it in the back of the net. So, like, they had 25 shots on goal and 9 on target. But, when you're not hitting the net, what hitting the back of the net? What are you doing? Mexico, yeah, they had four shots on target and one went in. So, you know, I guess it all comes down to scoring goals. It's the main purpose of the game. And if you're not doing that, you're not going to win the game.
Now, Leakey, this could be the year of the underdog, as also former winners Brazil have shocked their fans after drawing with Switzerland. How did the Swiss team manage to pull this off?
Yeah, well, obviously they scored the same amount of goals that Brazil did. This is really weird. I think, yeah, it's got to be the year of the underdog. So you're right there, mate. I was a bit surprised. Like, I thought I had Brazil 3-0 in this game, and I thought, just a mental bet because you've got to gamble responsibly. But, yeah, it was... Yeah, I don't know. It's just like... And, yeah, this one shocked me as well. I was watching some highlights and... I think they kind of got ahead of themselves, Brazil. Like, you know, they used the ball a bit much and, yeah, I thought they were too big for their basket.
Now, given such a shake-up so early on in the World Cup... Did you have a tip to win, and has that changed for you?
I thought Germany and France, but now I'm not too sure, so I might even just load up on Australia and see how we can go.
Thanks so much for joining us to tell us all the important news from across the World Cup, Leakey. I'll let you go.
Yeah, no worries.
That was our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake, sharing the latest sporting news from Russia for the World Cup.